Where did you, how did you used to keep milk and butter before you had a refrigerator?
Well, we had, before we had a refrigerator, we had what's called an ice box. It was a homemade affair. We used to make them. It'd be a big box, say 3 or 4 feet square, with a lid you raise up. You put ice in it, as opposed to the electric refrigerator. And then they come along with the factory made refrigerator where you put ice in.
Yeah.
Before that, they kept it in the spring house, or cooler with the water.
What was the spring house like?
Well, if you had spring, you know, coming out of the side where the water flowed through, and you'd build a little house over it, sometimes out of rock, sometimes out of wood. Have a door, and it'd be cooler than that. They set the milk butter down in the front of the water. Keep it sort of cool.
You remember that?
I remember my grandmother. We never did have one. Far back as I remember, we had an ice box.
Did you ever hear about a cellar sort of thing?
Yeah, they'd have cellars too. They'd dig a hole or a cellar down the ground, cover it over. Some of them call them storm cellars too. When tornadoes got to come through here, they'd build them a storm cellar out to go and keep the tornado blowing them away. And they keep building butter, push potatoes. Canned goods, you canned a lot of stuff, you put them down, they would freeze. Kept it warm in the winter, cool in the summer.
You couldn't keep milk and butter on there for more than a day or so?
No, just overnight. Because you milk every day, and you had fresh milk every day. Butter might keep just 3 days.
Okay. What would you call a farm where they had milk cows? For
dairy.
Okay. You never use that word dairy. Does it have any other meanings, or does it just refer to that type of farm?
Well, I guess it just refers to that kind of farmer.
Okay. And what would you call a place around the barn where you might let the animals walk around?
Barnyard.
Okay. And what about where you'd let them out to graze?
Pasture.
Okay. Do you know anything about raising cotton?
No.
You don't know
about raising cotton, I'm just going to...
Okay. Say if you were growing corn, it would grow in a, what would you call that?
Row?
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't talk about a pasture, you'd talk about...
We call it corn field.
Okay. What about something smaller than a field?
Well, you'd have a garden that'd be smaller than a field. For a field could be anything from an acre on up, I guess.
Do you ever use the word patch or lot?
Patch. Well, yeah, you might the tobacco patch. That would be smaller than a strawberry patch. I used to raise a lot of strawberry. Now we call it a strawberry patch.
How big?
Oh, they'd be anything from a half acre to 10 acres. Because they don't know how big a grower they were.
Yeah.
This used to be a big strawberry country.
They don't
grow anymore? Not much, eh? It all froze this year, but this is getting a record around here, I guess, now.
Okay, what kind of, it's the kind of fence that you might remember seeing around the yard or garden. It's wood.
Bailing fence, a plank fence. Bailing fence, and then what? Slats run up and down. Plank fence, but plank run a long way.
Yeah.